This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The state's Colorado.gov homepage is back online after a cyber attack took it down for more than 24 hours. A group of Russian-speaking hackers known as Killnet claims to be behind the widespread attack that also hit other state websites across the U.S. Officials say no state services were affected. They also warn that communities should be prepared for the possibility of even worse cyber attacks that could target water and transit systems. Colorado's COVID-19 hospitalizations are up slightly this week as the weather continues to get cooler. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The last 2 years of the pandemic saw big coronavirus waves build in the fall and peak with high numbers in the winter. COVID-19 hospitalizations this week are still relatively low at 185 patients with confirmed cases. But that's an increase for the second straight week after 2 months of decline. Vaccines targeting the super transmissible Omicron variant are now widely available, but so far the number of Coloradans getting those shots is modest. Doctors warn a bad season could be on the horizon, including a lot of flu, and they're urging residents get shots for both viruses. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
President Biden will visit the state on Wednesday. The White House has not said why, but Biden could be planning to declare Camp Hale a national monument south of Vail. Colorado's Democratic lawmakers have urged the president to do so under the Antiquities Act after a bill with protections for Camp Hale stalled in the Senate. State Republicans oppose the move, calling it a land grab. You are listening to CPR News. It's 7:06.